With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump on the road Tuesday night in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, telling supporters he is tackling Americans' affordability woes. The president says his policies are helping the economy recover from the damage done by the Biden administration.
We're on to expose what happened recently when we took over. You know, it's 10 months and already we have the largest investment ever made in the history of not our country, of any country anywhere in the world. Think of that.
President Trump also says he and Republicans saved Christmas from being banished from public dialogue.
2015, I made my first speech and I said, we're going to bring back Christmas. Remember, they wanted to, the radical left wanted to get rid of the, they wanted to get rid of the word Christmas. I said, I don't think that's going to work out. And we did it, and now everybody's saying Merry Christmas again.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth says he is weighing whether to release the full video of an attack on a drug boat that killed two crew members. And Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Congress Armed Services Committees will make their own call regarding that video.
I'm going to leave it up to them to decide who has access to it. But as I said before, I think any member of Congress, and certainly people are going to come up with different interpretations because we live in a political environment. And but I suspect that anybody who has seen it knows pretty clearly what the facts are.
Conservative Supreme Court justices appear favorable to a Republican-led drive to overturn a 25-year-old decision and erase limits on how much political parties can spend in coordination with candidates for both Congress and the White House. High Court Tuesday taking up a 2001 decision that upheld a provision of federal election law that is now just over 50 years old. More on these stories, SRN News. Well, a lot of pastors today are using AI.
According to a new study from Exponential, just about two-thirds of clergymen are employing artificial intelligence to help them write their sermons. ChatGPT is the favorite. These numbers are sparking some concern amongst church leaders, especially on the question of accuracy and plagiarism. Supporters and developers of the technology say those obstacles can be overcome. Meanwhile, even in congregations where the pastor doesn't use AI, it is often being used for bookkeeping and other tasks. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Missouri appeals court panel has ordered new wording for a ballot measure seeking to roll back abortion in the state, ruling that voters must be told the amendment would repeal, quote, reproductive health care rights. That decision marks the latest twist in a lengthy battle over Missouri's abortion laws, which have fluctuated from restrictive to permissive. This is SRN News. A college student who was one of the first picked up in a wave of immigration enforcements will be allowed to continue her studies. However, this story may not be over. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A federal judge in Boston will allow a Tufts University foreign student who was detained in March to resume her research and teaching while she challenges her arrest. Rumeysa Ozturk is the Turkish PhD student who was arrested in March outside her residence in Somerset and carried away in an unmarked vehicle. She had her student visa revoked and her student record terminated after co-authoring an op-ed criticizing her university's response to Israel and the war in Gaza. U.S. District Judge Denise Casper ruled that the termination of her student record was likely arbitrary and capricious. Ozturk's been out of a Louisiana immigrant detention center since May and has maintained a full course load and plans to graduate next year. I'm Jennifer King.
More details, srnnews.com.